And our next featured story is Homeland Security Chief Defends Officers at Border. This was written by Rafael Carranza from Nogales. The Secretary for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security defended the men and women under her command who patrol the U.S. border and enforce the nation's immigration laws amid a barrage of negative publicity that has enveloped her department over the past few weeks. In the last couple of weeks, there's been a massive, just dishonest information campaign, and it's been waged against DHS, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said on Thursday near the border fence in Nogales. And it's a misinformation campaign being waged by those who either harbor an unfounded distrust of CBP, border, or ICE, immigration officers, or who just don't want to see us secure our borders. Nielsen came to Arizona to tour the border at Douglas and Nogales. Her visit came amid heavy security over her department's new policy on family separations, allegations of abuse by border agents against children, and the fatal shooting of an immigrant woman in Texas. During her brief visit, Nielsen defiantly warned that the border agents would arrest and refer for prosecution any person who crosses the border illegally, regardless of their situation. Under this new zero-tolerance approach, parents caught at the border would have their children removed while they are prosecuted. The new policy has received widespread condemnation from Democrats and migrant advocacy groups. Reports that parents separated from their children at the border have had trouble reuniting with their children afterwards have only fed the outcry. But Nielsen said the Trump administration won't back down. It appears our critics want a two-tier legal system. They think illegal aliens should get a different, perhaps better treatment than U.S. citizens because they happen to be illegal aliens, Nielsen said. No jail because they have a family. No criminal consequences if they have children. And I'm here to tell you differently. Nielsen dismissed reports of the nearly 1,500 unaccompanied minors whom the federal government has been unable to track down, saying they likely don't want to be found because they're in the care of undocumented relatives. She also called the shooting death of a Guatemalan immigrant at the Texan border tragic. A Border Patrol agent shot and killed 19-year-old Claudia Gomez on the border south of Laredo on May 23rd. Nielsen said a full investigation is underway. As Nielsen toured the Nogales border, dozens of Central American families continued camping out in Mexico in front of the De Concini crossing, waiting for their chance to claim asylum in the United States. Because they are presenting themselves at a port of entry instead of crossing the border illegally, they will not be prosecuted, according to Customs and Border Protection. This new wave of arrivals began more than 3 weeks ago with families, including many young children, sometimes spending up to 5 days waiting in the heat of the day and the cold of the night. The lines are a reflection of strained resources, Nielsen said, so we will work through a prioritized way based on our mission set what we can do to process them as quickly and expeditiously, professionally, and with respect as we can, but we do have limited resources. Immigration attorneys who were in Tucson for an immigration conference hosted by the Catholic Legal Immigration Network traveled to Nogales on Thursday morning to meet and provide legal counsel to the families waiting on the Mexican side. As we entered the area, we saw these two lines. In one line, people stand and move rather quickly to enter the U.S. In the other line, families sleep on the ground, said Lucera Ortiz, Director of Legal Services for CARESEN, a community and advocacy group in Washington, D.C. People standing look down at those who wait many times for days. We sat down with the families, we heard their stories, and offered the best guidance we could under the circumstances, she added. U.S. Representative Raul Grijalva, an Arizona Democrat whose congressional district includes Nogales, also was at the border on Thursday. Instead of joining Nielsen, he decided to spend time with migrants and the advocacy groups. Today's visit by Secretary Nielsen to Nogales demonstrates a blatant disregard for how the Trump administration's policies are impacting immigrant families and border residents, Grijalva said in a statement. As the Trump administration inhumanely rips children from their mother's arms and places them in detention, Secretary Nielsen came to Nogales for a distasteful photo opportunity at the border. That article by Rafael Carranza was titled, Homeland Security Chief Defends Officers at Border.